Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody. Good morning to you. I hope you're enjoying the beginning of your day, or maybe if you're listening to the evening replay, the ending of your day. Either way, let me ask you a really important question. Why do people lie? I mean, we all know that lying is wrong, right? And we teach it to our children. It's in the Ten Commandments. Not bearing false witness, right? It's a fundamental building block of trust in human relationships. Wouldn't you agree? In fact, it's a building block of, well, how we live our lives under the rule of law. You just swear an oath to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, right? Of course you do. So, we all recognize it is wrong to lie. So let me ask you this question. Why did he lie? No, I'm not talking about General Michael Flynn, who's going to be exonerated here likely as that saga plays out on the national stage. No, I'm talking about conspiracy Kate Brown's top doctor gets caught in a lie. The Oregonian has a story about that. Now, unfortunately, because it is still the fish wrap, as Lars calls it, and I think that's appropriately so. It is still a leftist newspaper any way you look at it. You see, the headline of this article, the real meat of this article, the sexiness of it, is buried in the article because the headline is very misleading. But it is this. Here's the headline, and then I'm going to tell you what it ought to be. The headline is coronavirus testing rises sharply in Oregon as capacity expands, guidance loosened. The headline ought to be Kate Brown's top doc lied, and people died. I'll tell you more about that, but it gets to a larger question. Why do people lie? And in this case, is there a conspiracy here? Some people are beginning to ask that about Democrat governors. And I'm going to get into that particular idea, because you have to understand the mindset of the regressive totalitarian Marxist, who they are, what they believe, and what they're willing to do to make their beliefs, their ideology, reality. Also, a couple of other stories that I think are most, well, actually more than a couple. On OregonWatchdog.com today, you can read a lot of the stories that you ought to be paying attention to. Because, you know, this show is about politics, right? Politics is the cup of coffee. You need to be aware of what's going on out there because it affects every part of your life. Like this. Do you think we ought to turn criminals loose so they don't get the virus? The parole board is considering that, even though Kate Brown said, no, we don't want to do that because we don't want to be like Washington or some of these other states that have done it. And now these criminals, some of whom are considered to be nonviolent, are out committing violent crimes. You want these people turned loose in your community, in your neighborhood? Well, the parole board is now considering that. And a do-gooder leftist organization that doesn't think really just about anybody should be ever incarcerated for anything is going a step further in Oregon. They're actually saying in a lawsuit, well, the parole board has abdicated their authority here to the Department of Corrections, and they're suing to force the Department of Corrections to turn loose criminals. You want these people in your neighborhood? You want these people in your neighborhood, you know, being a sexual predator is not a violent criminal offense. Now, Measure 11 offenses are not on the table here, but a lot of others are. You want these people turned loose with your daughter, your granddaughter walking home from school? Oh, silly me. That's right. We don't have school anymore. Thank you, Kate. But do you want them in the future when we do have school? Preying on your loved ones? There's another story about the beast must be fed. Yes, the beast must be fed. You see, Oregon is demanding taxes from the lottery game purveyors, even though they have shut them down. You know those bars and restaurants that have the lottery games that the state makes all this money from? Well, they've shut them down, right? There's no money coming in. But now they're saying, well, sorry, the law says we have to collect it from you. This fee, this yearly fee, we got to collect it from you anyway. We have no room. We cannot not collect it. We have to do it. So even though you're not making any money, you still got to pay us. Now, the state makes the argument that, well, look, before they were shut down, they were operating, they were making money, they owe us this. Okay, so let me ask this question then. And all of this is ammunition for you to use to engage in persuasive conversations with people who are the persuadable. Don't bother with the people who are so given to their stupid ideology, unable to think for themselves because they're regressive totalitarian Marxists, they're retro Bolsheviks. They actually believe in collectivism, which has failed everywhere and each time it's ever been tried in the annals of human history, and certainly today. Anyway, these are arguments you can use with the persuadable people. But what sense does it make to demand taxes from people who have no income to pay them? Oh, and by the way, lottery is willing to work out a payment program with them down the road. So here's the question. So if the state's making the argument that you gotta pay the money for this, you gotta do it because you were operating and you got some revenue from it for part of that time, does that limit their ability to make the argument for the next quarter where they're not open and operating for part of that time? Shouldn't part of that tax be suspended? Shouldn't the tax be suspended at all? And a couple of other things. Incompetent Kate's employment department still has 100,000 unprocessed unemployment claims. Yes, you heard me right. There's 300,000 unemployed Oregonians, and a third of them still have not had their claims processed. Remember that little story about where did the $85 million go? Where did that money go that Oregon got from the federal government 11 years ago? Well, it's sitting there unused because they have never, well, most of it's unused. They have never upgraded their computer system after 11 years, folks. Oh, by the way, did I mention that Kate Brown's been really kind of in charge of all of that from the time she was Secretary of State and now governor during most of that 11 years? And will you do business with a business that keeps track of you to satisfy Comrade Kate's edict of contact tracing as a condition of reopening the economy? There's a story about how Oregon businesses and especially restaurants are being asked to consider keeping track of all of your data and when you were there and what your address is, what you ate, for contact tracing. How do you think you're going to like I mean, if you're a business owner, do you think your patrons are going to like that? Is it time for a massive rally to say no to this kind of stuff? Yeah, and it's going to happen on Saturday at the state capitol. You better show up, folks. All of this is on the plate for today, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'm going to get into, when we come back from the break, why did he lie? And the conspiracy that might be happening amongst Democrat governors to purposefully hurt Donald Trump, even though it dramatically hurts their constituents. Why would they do that? I will tell you why. But first, I want to share with you something that's most important to me. And I better do it now because at some point the phones are going to light up and away we go. Yesterday, we laid to rest my mother's husband of just over 29 years, Richard Beauregard, from Junction City, known to us as Dick. We put his ashes next to his first wife, who died of cancer many years ago, 1990, over in Bend yesterday. It was bittersweet, because even though he had a long life, he was at 89 years old, he died of cancer, brain cancer. You know, my parents got divorced after 27 years of marriage, and my mother married this man, and I could not ask for a more marvelous, wonderful man to have married my mother. And he loved her. And he was a very positive individual. He always had a smile on his face. He had such a just a marvelous, easygoing nature about him. He was an honorable man. He was a very sincere man in his life, the things that he did and what he believed as a Christian. We will miss him, not just because of family, but because he touched other people's lives, our lives, everybody around him. It was a little difficult yesterday because even though this was a graveside service, we still had to wear masks, just primarily because one particular person in the family has an autoimmune disease and is vulnerable to this virus business. I sang a song, It Is Well With My Soul, that my mother requested. And we told great stories, some of them tearful, but many of them joyful, about Dick Beauregard, as we paid our respects to him. I hope that as I leave this earth, that I'm remembered as well as Dick Beauregard was. Thank you, Dick, for being just who you were. Hope to see you again. That kind of, no, see you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, friends. You can send me, by the way, an email like the one I'm going to read to you in a moment to Jeff at 1220.am. If you are at home and you have been working around the place, and you know you got debris you got to haul away, I want to encourage you to take that debris to Clayton Ward Recycling, right here in Salem. They're right off the Salem Parkway and Mainline Drive. They're family-owned and operated 50 years. Clayton Ward Recycling. Take all that concrete, the wood debris, the yard debris. You're trimming trees, you're cleaning things up because it's springtime, folks. The weather's getting better. maybe you're rebuilding things, but you got to haul it away. You got to do something with it. Take it to Clayton Ward Recycling. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 3. And you know what the best part is? You just, it's easy in, you easy unloading. There's no waiting. Boom, you're in and out, and away you go. Give them a call, 503-393-8700, 393-8700. Clayton Ward Recycling. Why did he lie? In a moment, I'm going to talk to you about this conspiracy theory that some in the national news media are positing as to why Democrat governors are willing to shut down or harm their own constituents, in their economy, in their lives, in order to hurt Donald Trump. Why would they do that? Why would Kate Brown's top doc get caught in a lie in the Oregonian article? Why would he lie? But before we do that, let's talk to Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say?
Good morning, Jeff. A couple things. Yesterday, you know, we were talking about the good old unemployment office and the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And you had stated, you know, it was the Oregon way. I kind of think it's the Democratic way. It's not the Oregon way. The process to purchase computer software, there are laws and rules that the state of Oregon must follow to purchase something. And, of course, that's done by they put out an RFP with the specifics of what you want. Companies are allowed to bid on it. And presto changeo, you have a new computer system. Of course, the employment division and our governor did not follow the laws of Oregon, and therefore we have no computer system for the employment division. And so lack of good leadership and lack of good stewardship of our money, of course, has led us to this result. And on the lottery thing, I want to state, and you probably know this to be true, Jeff, that Kate Brown and the lottery could adopt temporary rules suspending the payment of something that all these businesses are not being able to use. And that would be completely legal. And or they can say, okay, you only have to pay one penny. But are they going to do what's good for the businesses? Hell no. They're going to do what's good for Kate Brown and the lottery to actually steal money from these businesses because they're not being provided the goods and services that they are paying the lottery.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Art. I would not expect anything other than what you've just stated. They're not going to make provision for these businesses to be able to not pay this tax, which shouldn't be collected after the government shut them down. Thank you, Art. I appreciate you calling today. So, how do you argue with that point? Because you know that's what they're going to do. Kate Brown won't suspend the sales tax, folks, that a lot of Oregon businesses had to pay on the 20th of this month, even though they don't have the money for it. Doesn't matter. Now, why would you think that way? Well, in regards to the computer system, I got an email late yesterday from Rich, who's a former state employee, and he says this. He says, you know, it's very strange that Department of Revenue's had that money for many years, $85 million. And to bring some questions to mind, they've had the money for 11 years. Here's his first question. Why wasn't it really done earlier? Or didn't it cost enough at the time? Laugh out loud. Now, that's it sort of gets back to what Art was talking about, in that, you know, they didn't follow their own rules and protocols. But it's really that it didn't cost enough, because the Oregon Way is called mission creep. It had happened many years ago. Remember in the 1990s, the DMV computer mess? It's happened in almost every single project since then. You get a bid for a project and it explodes at twice its cost. Why? Because the agency, the bureaucrats, decide that they want to make it bigger and grander. They want to add this and they want to add that, and all those contracts have very steep costs for adding, what's called add-ons. That's the first thing. He goes on to say, if I can get rid of it, I hate those pop-up messages. What was done with the money spent, Rich asks? About $3.2 million? Did it go to consultants? Trips to other, to view other people's systems? That's a good question. There ought to be an audit. There should have been an audit when Kate Brown was the Secretary of State, since that's her job. Third question is, just how much more money from other projects is stashed and not used at this time, and why? You know, that's a really good question. Rich is a smart guy. That's a question we all ought to be asking. In fact, some of these reporters ought to be asking it, don't you think? How many more projects are like this, or we have been funded for and we're not using it? And by the way, why hasn't the federal government had streams attached saying the money's got to be used? They have done that before. Why haven't they done it here? All good questions. We're at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the conspiracy by Democrat governor. Is it real, or is it just fantasy? Because it relates to why Kate Brown's top doc lied to us all and got caught.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go to the phones and talk to Adrian. So hang on just briefly. Got a great... I mean, I asked the question, right? Why would he lie? Kate Brown's top doctor gets caught in a lie. It's in the Oregonian story. It ought to be in the headline, but it isn't. Why would he lie? About testing. Why would they continue to restrict testing? You see, testing is a condition for reopening the state, right? Isn't that one of them that Kate Brown has set forward? Testing capacity. And the story we talked about last week was that there was a lot more capacity, as the story today talks about. Unused capacity. Why would you not allow that to happen? Why would you not allow more Oregonians to be tested? Do you not want to reopen the economy? Why would you keep it closed? Right-wing conspiracy? Well, Lee writes me an email, and Adrian, hang on, I'm going to get to you in just a second. He says this: it's not a conspiracy at all. It's the plan to break down the system. Agenda 21. You know, the movies like The Hunger Games is the type of government and control they want. We the people are not dependent enough on them yet. Trump and others who think like him believe that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is the best way because it's fair for all. And that is the biggest threat to their plan. Why would he lie? Let's go to Adrian. Adrian, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
I don't have a comment on what you just spoke
okay.
about.
Okay.
What I had was a comment about remember when John Kitzhaber wanted casinos, the Spirit Mountain Casino, when it opened up in 96, that they were going to use some money from the casinos and the lottery to fund schooling? Whatever happened to all that? Because I swear I've seen plenty of times when the schools are begging that they don't have enough money for funding. What happened to all that?
Well, good question. Originally, just a little bit of history, Adrian, I think to put context here. The lottery was, we the people put the lottery in Oregon's constitution way back in the time frame that you described. And originally it was all supposed to go, not to education, but to economic development. And then shortly thereafter, because it became obvious that there was a lot of money coming in, and, you know, politicians and the people who benefit, like schools, from politician spending, said, you know, we got to have some of that money. Okay? Like Pavlov's dog, they salivate out the side of their mouth to get money that comes in to the government. So we passed another constitutional amendment that did allow some of that to go into schools. And then we passed another constitutional amendment, Adrian, to allow some of it to go to parks. And we keep slicing and dicing all of this money from gambling to be used to do all of these things other than the reason why the people of Oregon said, yeah, let's go ahead and change our constitution and allow gambling. That led to the Indian casinos. So, in fact, I was with some folks yesterday as part of this graveside funeral for my mother's husband that are from the Pendleton area. And the Indian tribes up there who have a big gaming casino, they're buying up everything in sight in Pendleton. In fact, their comment was pretty soon the tribe is going to own all of Pendleton. All as a result of the lottery allowing gaming. Now, gaming on a U.S. Supreme on Indian reservations, just to be clear, Adrian, so I don't misspeak here, was allowed by the U.S. Supreme Court because they're a sovereign nation, so they could do that thing, but states still had some impact on it. So is it going to education? Well, some of it is. Will it ever be enough, Adrian? No.
Never.
You know, what's interesting, Adrian, I had a school superintendent tell me once, he had since retired, but he said to me, he said, you know what, Jeff, if you gave education every single penny that came into the state of Oregon, I would still say it isn't enough.
That's all I had to say.
Thanks, Adrian. Great question. Appreciate it very much. So why would Kate Brown's top doc lie to us? Why, in the Oregonian story today, it's about testing, right? So the headline is that coronavirus testing rises sharply in Oregon as capacity expands and guidance is loosened. Yeah, the state sort of loosened the guidance, but then they didn't. Because you know what? If you want to go get a test, and frankly, I do, because I think I had coronavirus back in November, I'd like to find out if I've got the antibody. Now, that's a different test than what we're talking about here. The test we're talking about here is just, do you have it now? I don't have it now. I'm perfectly healthy. I'd like to know if I had it. I'd like to know if I have the antibody. You know what? I can't go get that test because they still haven't loosened that guidance, even though they have all kinds of testing capacity. So, folks, you got to go clear down halfway through the story before you get to the sexy part of the story, which ought to be the headline, is why did Dr. Dean Seidlinger, the state health officer and epidemiologist, that's why I call him the top doc, why did he lie? Well, here's what the story says. Let me read it to you. The Oregon Health Authority has been monitoring how many tests the healthcare systems could do for more than a month. State records show but at times have been reluctant to release those counts. Now, why would the state be reluctant to release the counts about how many people are getting tested? Shouldn't you, I mean, wouldn't you just say, hey, that's wonderful, we're testing more people? I mean, that was one of the things Kate Brown said she wanted to do, right? Here's the next paragraph. Dr. Dean Seidlinger, the state health officer and epidemiologist, told the Oregonian Oregon Live in mid-April that he didn't know the statewide testing capacity and said, quote, for each of the systems out there, you have to ask them. I don't have their capacity numbers, unquote. Here's the next paragraph. But the newly released state records show that the public health officials had compiled a dozen counts of the hospital's testing capacity. The tests showed the state had the ability to conduct up to 2,200 tests a day at that point. The next paragraph. A spokesman for the Oregon Health Authority declined this week to say whether Seidlinger knew about the regular tallies or address why the agency didn't disclose them in response to the newsroom's questions. I go back to the story from last week, where all of these health systems were asked by reporters, hey, what's your testing capacity? And that didn't even count the private companies like Quest Diagnostics. We're just talking about hospitals and health systems, folks. Why would Dean Seidlinger lie? He said he didn't know what the health system's capacities were. But in fact, the records that were released show that his... And it says public health officials, doesn't say who they are, doesn't say if it's Dean Seidlinger, had actually been compiling through dozens of actual counts. So in other words, many times the state of Oregon was actually counting health systems' capacity to do tests. And yet, and during this time that Seidlinger said, I don't know. So either the man is incredibly incompetent or he lied. So let's ask why he would lie. Well, some people are saying out there on national media that Democrat governors are unwilling to open up their states, being far more cautious, because they're willing to hurt their own constituents and their own economy to make Donald Trump look bad, so he doesn't get reelected. Now, why would you do that? Why would you hurt your own people? Well, you have to understand the mindset of a Marxist governor, a regressive totalitarian Marxist, not just a liberal governor, folks, but someone who truly believes in the leftist ideology of government, the nanny state, and everything else that is contrary to the foundations of this nation, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, unalienable rights given to you by God and not by government. That's what these people believe. Now, what's at stake? Everything they believe is at stake. Everything. It's threatened by Donald Trump's continued presidency. Why? Well, I'm going to answer that question when we come back and take a phone call from Glenn, 503-589-1220. What is so important that a governor would be willing to hurt their own constituents irreparably? What is so much more important? No, that's not poverty. Conspiracy? Faces as they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration of it. Stop the car, we gotta move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Corby writes to me with a great idea about the lottery. He says, Jeff, this is the perfect opportunity if businesses would just work together. If they would tell Kate to just come and get all of their lottery-related items out of their business. Just think of the impact that would have. Ooh, great idea. And it would have a lot of impact. Because most of the lottery revenues don't come from you buying lottery tickets at the retail register, folks. It comes from them games in those bars. I like it. I think it's a good idea. And Wilbur, by the way, our good old liberal listener, his email is entitled Bible. He says, I've always had trouble with the difference between the conservative and non-conservative way the Bible is taught and used. Especially the Archie Bunker type of religion. You mean the idea that Christianity is discriminatory, like Archie Bunker was? Is that what you mean, Wilbur? Folks, Freedom Heating and Air can help make your home cleaner and safer. Great Salem-based company, Freedom Heating and Air. They've got those great UV light systems that sterilize. And I mean, they kill the virus. UV light does it, folks. It's proven to do it. That's why they have those systems out there. I think you ought to check it out. In fact, you know, summer's coming. It's going to be warming up. You know, if that old air conditioning system or that heat pump system isn't working right, they have emergency services. They can come out and fix it if it dies on you. But maybe you ought not let that happen. Maybe you ought to give them a call. Have them come out prior to that. Make sure it's working good, especially if it hasn't been looked at for years. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Check them out on the web, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. So let me give you, before I talk to Glenn, a one-word answer to the question I posed before we went to the break. Why would Democrat governors be willing to have, like, say, Kate Brown's chief top doc lie about testing capacity as a condition of reopening the state's economy? Why would she want to keep the state's economy closed, knowing that at some point she's got to cut union-paying, Democrat-giving union dues money unions, those employees? Why would she hurt businesses? What's so important that she would do that to keep Donald Trump from getting reelected by making it look like he's incompetent, that he hasn't handled the virus thing well? Why would she be willing to do that? It's one word. It's the courts. It's the Supreme Court. It's the federal courts. Everything that the leftist mentality believes is threatened by Donald Trump, friends. And it's not just the leftist mentality. It's the establishment, including a lot of Republicans, that are feeding at the public trough, getting fat off of you and deficit spending, ridiculous deficit spending. Folks, if Donald Trump gets another term, and let's hope and pray he does, the Supreme Court will be forever changed. Ruth Bader Ginsburg ain't going to be around that much longer, folks. And he'll put another conservative on there, and John Roberts' swing vote will be nullified, and the Republic will be saved. That's what they fear, because they fear the court, because the courts have been imposing their tyrannical view based on ideology for a long time until Trump came around. Now it's different. That's why they would be willing. Am I right or am I wrong? Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
This is a disaster. Even Savage was talking about what's happening down in California. Same thing. The county and state government hospitals are in competition against the independent hospitals. And this Dean Selinger, he's got to be tied in with the Microsoft. Have you talked about the Microsoft 2020 /06-06-06? A computer system based on a biological system?
No, I haven't. It's out there, and we'll have to talk about it at some point in time because it ain't going away.
Well, it's obvious that the hunter between these three West Coast governors is very real, and it's all based on what they're doing with the Bill Gates Foundation money. And the doctors and hospitals that are tied in with it. It's very obvious at this point that they want Trump to lose, and they, if they're as broke as they are, they know that if they go to Trump for money to bail out these states, it's not going to happen. It better not happen.
Yeah, it had better not happen. And this is where it's time to draw a line in the sand. It's time for Donald Trump to shut up or put up. So far, he's been a great president. He's done the things he's promised for the most part, except on the spending side. He's allowed that to get completely out of control, even with a bunch of Republicans requesting. If you listen to Mark Levin lately, Levin has really been hitting on this, and it's true. It's a great observation. Glenn, thank you. I'm going to let you go. Friends, I want to remind you. You know, so many of our advertisers are small businesses, and they need your support, like RighteousRenovations.com. Eric Azer, he's a great local contractor. He's a man of faith. He does great work. Check out the accolades given him and his team by people who've done business with him. It's on his website, RighteousRenovations.com. Also, you want to build your immune system? You really should consider taking CBD products. You know, I was with my brother yesterday at my mother's husband's graveside service. And he was talking about how CBD has had a very positive impact on his personal health. And he has lots of health issues. Maybe it'll help you. That's why I think you should do what I do. I buy my CBD, and I do. From ProBioScience, right here in Salem. They use Oregon-grown CBD, and it is of the highest quality because I know where it comes from, folks. It comes from farmers like me. Pro-Bioscience.com. That's the company. If you go online and you buy, and a friend of mine sent me a cell phone pic yesterday of he bought some online, a big 4,000-milligram bottle of Pro-Bioscience tincture, CBD oil. If you use the code word SPRING in the discount coupon area when you go to checkout, you get a 15% discount. They're already priced under a lot of the competition out there. Why? Because they want to pass savings on to you. They want you to use CBD because it works. Works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Friends, thanks for joining us today. I pray that you are praying for this governor, for this state, for this nation, for this president. We need a lot of it. We need to stand firm for what we believe. There's going to be a big rally at the Capitol Saturday. Maybe you ought to show up. Get out there, make it a great day. Stacey Ann's up next. Good morning, Salem. Tomorrow.